The way of nature is the way of the Dhamma. If we live in the way of the Dhamma or in the way of nature, this means rightfully according to the natural law, then our life will become happy also. What is this, the meaning of this? Now, people, man, the people, human beings, have developed this world, and it has become a world of man. Distinct from the world of nature, now we have human world as distinguished from the natural world. And now the human world has become even alienated from the natural world. This is a problem, the problem of alienation. Human world has been alienated from the natural world. This is a problem of human civilization. This is a right kind or good kind or favorable kind of civilization to be a separate civilization that makes the human world alienated from the natural world. For example, what is the alienation? Now we have the human world very clearly distinct from the natural world. We have this microphone, we have the loudspeaker, we have the car, we have the aeroplane, we have the computer, we have the satellite, and so on. Yeah. This is the kind of man. Very pleasant one. And in this world, we also have developed the human system, the social system of man, and also human law. We have natural law and human law. In this human world, we have also human law. In the natural world, we have the natural law. Human law is conventional law. This means it is the law that has been developed on convention. Convention means the something that has been agreed upon. This means people have to agree upon this law. And then we have the law of man. For example, we hire a person to do something, to do some work. For example, we hire a sweeper. Sweeper of the street, and then we say that I will give you 3,000 baht for 1 month, per month. This is a salary. And then this person, the sweeper, sweeps the street for 1 month, and then he gets 3,000 baht. The sweeping of the street for 1 month is the cost for the getting of the salary of 3,000 baht. This is the law of cause and effect. People say, oh, it is right. Now, this is the law of cause and effect. It is a reality, right? A reality? That person sweep the street for 1 month and get 3,000 baht. Oh, this is the law of cause and effect. But it is human law based on convention. If there is no agreement. This is nothing, meaningless. Therefore, it is true on condition, on convention, because of the convention only. That is called in Pali sammot or sammati. Sammati means convention or what people agree upon, an agreement. Mati means agreement, sang, together or mutual. Sang mutual and mati, agreement, and then sammati. Or sammot means mutual agreement. Without this mutual agreement, the law of man is meaningless. It is nothing. But in the society of man, you can see many laws of this kind. And sometimes people are deceived by this kind of law. And then they think that this is the true law. This is the law of cause and effect. And if they are deceived, if they think of it as too real, then they are deceived. And it means happiness and suffering also. How is it connected with happiness and suffering? If a man do the work of sweeping because he decide to get 3,000 baht, that will cause a problem. This is a human law. And many people are subject be prey or fall into the influence, under the influence of this kind of law, this artificial law, not the real law. It is not the law of nature. The sweeping of the street cannot cause money to arise. The arising of the money, 3,000 baht, is not really the fruit or the result of sweeping, to be sure. But if people think that this is the true law, and then they will become slave to this law, human law, and they will become alienated from nature. Why? These people think of the law of cause and effect in this way, and then they decide for money of in the amount of 3,000 baht. And now I will sweep the street. But the money is not the real, the natural result of sweeping. The cause and effect are not in accord, in real accord with each other. You decide the money does not mean that you decide sweeping. When a person decides for the money of 3,000 baht, no, it is not the fruit of sweeping. Therefore, he does not decide sweeping. Then, what comes? What follows? First, he will be not willing, unwilling to sweep because he does not want sweeping. He wants only the money. Money can be got even not by sweeping. If he can get the money by not sweeping, he will do it. If he sweep, it is because he is forced to do. Therefore, he is forced to do the sweeping. He is not willing, and he is not happy. He is not happy. He is not really happy when he sweeps. The work of sweeping does not bring happiness to that person. And he is not happy at the work of sweeping. And another thing, the work itself, the sweeping itself, is not efficient. Is not so fruitful because he is not willing to do it. Now, this is the way human beings fall to deception in this world of human beings, the human world. The Buddha say we should deal with convention or even conventional law with wisdom. รู้เท่าทันรู้เท่าทันสมมติ to be aware of the convention, to be aware of what to say อาจารย์เชียสาโรรู้เท่าทันสมมติ
to understand the full nature of convention,
to understand the full the real nature of convention. Oh, this is that we have to know it and relate it to the real law of nature. If we can live our life according to the real law of nature or the natural law, then we will be happy as sweeping also. How can we relate it to the natural law and live according to nature? The money in the amount of 3,000 baht is not the real result of sweeping. The real result of sweeping is what? The real result of sweeping is cleanness. Cleanness is the natural result of sweeping. In order to sweep happily, we must desire cleanness. This is the law of nature. If we are not alienated from nature, from the natural law, we can relate the human law to the natural law. We know the full nature of convention. We know that, oh, it is the way of the world that we should get 3,000 baht by sweeping because we have to depend on requisites and so on. But the true thing that we desire is cleanness. Therefore, we should desire cleanness. And if we develop in ourselves this virtue of the love of cleanness, oh, it is okay now. We will work on sweeping with happiness because we desire the real result, the natural result of sweeping. Now we come to the real or the true law of nature. That is, sweeping is the cause of cleanness. Cleanness is the result of sweeping. This is the real law. It is not deception. And if we come to this point, this means we can relate the human law to the natural law. And then we have to not only to desire for the money in the amount of 3,000 baht, we have to develop in ourselves the desire for cleanness. And at the moment we succeed in developing the virtue or the quality of desiring cleanness, and then we will work happily. Because we get the result of sweeping at every moment we sweep. We sweep, and then we get happiness, cleanness. Even when we sweep more and more, we get more and more cleanness. Therefore, we become happy all the time. We become happy with our work. Even though we are not given the money, we become happy. And for the one who cannot desire cleanness, he desires only for the money, he will work with suffering all the time. until he get the money. Only that way, that is very short time to get the money. But the one who works according to the natural law, he has his desire in accordance with the natural law, the way of nature. He can be happy all the time with his work, sweeping with happiness all the time. And this is an example of how to develop oneself to be more happy or happier. And this is the way of doing according to the way of nature, or living according to the way of nature, and not to deceive ourselves through the human convention. And we should develop people not to deceive themselves, not to be alienated from the natural world, not to make the human world alienated from the natural world. And this is the way of developing people. Now people lose this one, this knowledge, this awareness or knowledge of the nature of things. And now this is another way of developing happiness. Now you can see happiness can be gained at instantly, anywhere, anytime. Only to live according to the way of nature, in full awareness of the true nature of things. And now we can develop ourselves in the way that happiness is also developed, and happiness increases. That is the way of developing our potential. Human potential is what? It is that human beings have the potential for creativity, to construct, to make things. People have this potential. Why do we have the human world? We have the human world because we have this potentiality. We have this ability that is distinct, different from other animals. We have the potential to create many things. We create technology and other things. But this creation begins in the mind, that is in our mental ability. There is a mental ability to create things. We construct many things in the world, but we construct first in our mind. Before we build something outside, before we build this sala, this hall, we build it in our mind first, in our thought, in our idea. And then we have this ability in our mind. But many people think of building material things because they think that their happiness is dependent on material things. Therefore, they come out to build, to create things outside themselves. People should not stop only at that point. It is good to create first in the mind, and then come out to create things, constructing, build things outside to serve humanity. But there should be a limit. The limit is to develop the people to know the other ways to be happy. And now, if they use this potential, the ability to construct, to create, only to make things outside themselves, to enjoy the material things, to satisfy the senses, and then it will go to the way of the contentious happiness, the lowest kind of happiness only. We have to develop ourselves. Now we should direct this potential in another way. in the right way, we have the potential for creation, and now we create things outside. But now, let us also direct this ability inside. Yeah. And then, people, if they do not develop this ability inside, they also use it, but use it in the bad way. Not in a creative way, but in destructive way. This means people create in themselves also. Not only the thought, the idea to win things outside, but also inside. What are constructed or built or created inside themselves? That is the happiness and suffering. But because people do not develop themselves, they use this potential or ability only to create suffering. You can see those people, the worldly people, usually create in themselves all the time this suffering. People have anxiety. People have the feeling of loneliness. People have what? Stress. Stress, anxiety, tension, suffering. Most of them are something created by the person. This means the person, the people, use their potential in the wrong way to create suffering for themselves because they do not develop themselves. If they develop themselves, they develop this ability or potential also. Why you create suffering for yourself? You can see that the animal do not have this kind of suffering because they are created suffering, not suffering by its own nature. The animal do not have this kind of anxiety, stress, tension. This kind of suffering do not are not experienced by animal, but people have them because they create them. And this means now we can see that many people are unhappy, more unhappy than even the animals. Why? They do not live better life than animals. Is it true? Why the people are more unhappy than animals? They suffer more than animals. They have different some kind of happiness that the animals do not experience because they create them through their potential. Now, let us develop ourselves. And then when we develop ourselves, we direct this potential in the right way. This means we can create happiness inside. Instead of creating suffering, we create happiness. Happiness is something that can be created. Meditation is a way of creating this kind of happiness. Why we meditate? You say that, oh, it is a way of developing ourselves, developing our mind, but in another way, one aspect of this is to develop happiness in ourselves. It is to use this creativity or this potential in the right way to create in ourselves happiness. Therefore, when we develop ourselves in the right way, instead of creating suffering, we tend to create happiness. It is a criteria also to see whether we succeed in developing ourselves, that we can create happiness in ourselves or not. The Buddha is saying, what is the favorable states of mind? He often speaks of five states of mind. What are the five? First is called in Pali, Pamoccha. Pamoccha, I do not know the proper English term for it. Pamoccha. Pamoccha is something like the
freshness, refreshment, or something like that. Ajahn Chiasalo, do you have some term for it? Pamoccha.
Can be sense of well-being.
Sense of
well-being.
Well-being. Mm. Sense of well-being. This sense can be created in our mind. Pamoccha should be created first. We should create it all the time, always, if possible. But I think of it as a kind of refreshment in the mind, feeling fresh. There is a Pali in the Dhammapada. Pamoccha Pahulo Bhikkhu So Nippa Naseva Santike. A monk who is full of Pamoccha is close to Nippana. The Buddha says so. This is a very good state of mind that should be created. All the time we can create it. It is our own defective that we do not create it. We instead of creating this sense of well-being or refreshment in our mind or Pamoccha, we create anxiety or stress. Oh, that is the bad way. Now we can create it. Let us create it. This is our potentiality. The second state of mind that is very good, it usually follows Pamoccha, is piti. Piti. Again, I would like to have a term for it. Piti, Ajahn Chiasalo.
Rapture or bliss.
Rapture.
Or bliss.
Uh-huh.
Or bliss.
อย่างก็สำหรับผมนะผม pronounce it is difficult for me to pronounce
rapture ก็ได
้ rapture or zest ได้ไหม zest z e s t ได้เปล่าไม่ทราบ
ก็ได้ครับ
ได้นะมันก็ very good feeling นะ pity I think all of you know it it may notbe necessary to translate it into English. Yeah. And then let us say piti. Piti should be created in ourselves all the time. If you sweep with the desire for cleanness, that is, you live according to the way of nature. At the moment of sweeping, you will get piti.Piti will come at any time when you work for Dhammachantha. Dhammachantha means to desire for something good. When you desire for cleanness, and then you sweep, at the first sweeping, then you see cleanness increases, and then you get piti. This piti will come when you sweep with the right attitude of mind. And then you work at any kind of work. If you work in the right way, you will get this piti. And now this is very good state of mind. And then now you have pamod. And then you have the second kind piti. And then you have the third kind pasatthi. What is pasatthi? Pasatthi is also difficult to translate into English, but have you ever heard of it?I think some of you are familiar with it. อะไรครับเป็นปัสสัทธิพอจะนึกนะ
tranquility
อ๋อ tranquility it is I think we can find another term for it. ปัสสัทธิ is the opposite of stress or in Thai ความเครียดPasati is ความผ่อนคลาย Oh, I think it is relaxation. Relax or the state of being relaxed. พอจะได้ไหม? Like tranquility and relaxation or the feeling of being relaxed, what which term should we prefer?
ผมเห็นว่า relax เป็นคำที่ใช้ในทางโลกมากกว่า
มีอะไรดีกว่านี้ไหมฮะหรือ tranquility ดีแล้ว
ผมค่อยคิด
อย่างนั้นเหรอเอา tranquility กันนะแต่ว่ามันให้ความรู้สึก it gives the feeling in the opposite way of the stress or tension we feel relaxed but the Buddha say pasati concern both mind and body pasati is different from something else it is the connection between mind and body when you have pasati it is both mental and bodily we feel relaxed in our mind and body sabai this isปัสสัทธิ we should have this the world the people in the current society suffer very much from stress right therefore we should teach them to develop this ปัสสัทธิ because ปัสสัทธิ is the opposite of stress if we come to the Buddhism we should have no stress At least we should know how to kill the stress, how to kill ourselves off the stress through pasati. This is the third state of mind that should be developed in the mind or created in the mind at all times. Then pasati from pasati follows sukha. This is sukha. Ease, the feeling of ease. ใช้ได้ไหมครับEase or happiness as you like, and then we have happiness. Happiness or ease or sukha is the opposite of dukkha, right? Dukkha, dukkha is the being oppressed, being oppressed under pressure is dukkha. Now we are not under pressure, we are free.We feel limitless, unbounded, or something like that. This is happiness, sukha. And then this is the thought. And then when we have this sukha, we go on to the fifth state of mind, that is samadhi. Samadhi is the concentration or...the real peace of mind, when the mind can be fixed on only one object, or it is one-pointedness of mind. When we can concentrate on anything we want, as long as we want. The mind is not and cannot be annoyed.Cannot be รบกวนว่าไงครับ
disturbed
the mind cannot be disturbed when our mind is not disturbed cannot be disturbed this is a very peaceful mind this samadhi this is the five states of mind that the Buddha mentioned again and again we should say thatThe Buddha prescribed these states of mind for us, the Buddhist practitioner. Therefore, we should create them in our mind. They can be created in the same way as we create suffering, tension, stress, anxiety, and so on for ourselves. Now, we should comeTo create these favorable states of mind, this pamocha, piti, pasati, sukhamati, all the time, and then you can progress in the dhamma. This on in the happy side of life. This is to be created. You can create it through meditation, samatha meditation of every kind. can be used to create these five states of mind. Every samatha. And samatha is at the level of creation for the creative mind. Now, we go on, we can develop people to experience another higher kind of happiness. To go beyond the creative stage of happiness, now we surpass it. Beyond this stage of creative happiness is the uncreated happiness. This is the supreme happiness. Now we do not have to create. We should go to the uncreated happiness. When we have the uncreated happiness, we do not have to create it. This means we have it all the time, right? If we have creative happiness, we still have to create it, right? We are not really free. Happiness is not really quality of our life, but now we can go further. We can go to the stage of uncreated happiness. This happiness will be inside ourselves, inner happiness, the permanent happiness, the happiness that is the quality of our life, of our mind all the time. This is the vipassana. The way to develop this happiness is the vipassana. This is to know, to be free to the knowledge of the true nature of things. And then when we have true wisdom, through insight into the true nature of things, and then we can be free. This means we can be free from nature itself. We can become free from the law of nature. What is the law of nature? The law of nature, the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanence, unsatisfactoriness or conflict or suffering as you like, dukkha, and anatta, the state of soullessness. That is the law or the characteristic of being under the law of cause and effect. This means things go on according to their causes and conditions. And we are under the pressure of this law all the time. We cannot change the nature of things. The nature of things, that they are impermanent, under conflict of dukkha, and go on according to their causes and conditions. This is the way of nature. We cannot change them. Therefore, nature is on way dukkha. When nature, sankhara, on conditioned things or component things are dukkha, we become dukkha because of them. But when we know the true nature of things, the sankhara are still dukkha. The nature is still dukkha. But it is dukkha in nature. But it does not influence our mind. It does not overhead our mind. Our mind become free. We are not under the pressure of the dukkha of nature. Let dukkha be in nature. It goes on. Dukkha goes on in nature, but it is not in our mind. The mind is free. This is the ultimate freedom. This means we let dukkha be in nature as it is in its own way. We do not have to suffer. We do not have to be unhappy. It is the way of nature. It is dukkha. This freedom can be attained to only through this wisdom or insight into the true nature of things. That is mean we rū thao thàn. Before this, we tend to have conflict. This is the meaning of dukkha as conflict. What is the conflict? The way of our human life and the way of nature come into conflict all the time. Because things go on according to the law of causes and effect, or according to their own causes and condition. We agree that, right? We agree that things go on according to their own causes and condition. And the way they go on according to their causes and condition is maybe called a current. That is the current. One current, it is the natural current of the law of nature, the natural current of causes and effects, on the natural current of causes and condition. That is one current. But it is not only the one current. In our mind, we have another current. Towards this same thing, the same thing that goes on according to causes and condition, we look at it. We have our attitude towards it. And then we have an attachment to it. And then we think of it, we desire of it. We desire of that thing to be so and so. When we desire of that thing to be so and so, and then we create in ourselves another current. Thing should be so and so. It should be according to our desire. And then our desire goes on as a current. Then the same object is in two currents, right? The first current is the current of the law of nature. The second current is the current in our mind. In our mind, that is the current of our desire. Now we have two currents for the same thing. First, the natural current. The second is the human current. The natural current is the current of the law of nature, or the causes and effects. And the human current is the current of desire. Now, the conflict comes when things go on. It goes on according to its natural law of causes and conditions. In our mind, we decide in another way. We decide it to be so and so, but it does not go on according to our design. It does not flow in our current, but the object flow is the current of nature, the natural law. That means it goes on according to its law, causes and condition. Now the two currents come into conflict. Our human current of desire comes into conflict with the natural current of causes and conditions. Which current win? Which one wins? The answer is certain. That is, the natural current wins, right? And when the natural current wins, that means the things go on according to causes and conditions, not according to our desire. Our current is under pressure, is oppressed. We ourselves is oppressed, are oppressed. And it is followed by suffering. We suffer. This is the way we have suffering. When our current of desire is in conflict with the natural current of the law of cause and effect in nature, then we have this kind of suffering again and again, because we create our current that is not in accord with the current of nature. But now people develop themselves. When they develop themselves, they increase their wisdom. This means we know things. When we develop wisdom, we have knowledge, we know things. When we know things, we know them according to their own cause and effect. We know the natural current. When we know, we have wisdom, we have knowledge, we will have another current. This is the current of wisdom or knowledge. And this current will be the same as the current of nature. The current of wisdom is the same as the current of nature. That is true. Because wisdom knows things as they are. Things go on according to the cause and effect, and we know them according to those causes and effects. Now we develop a new current for ourselves. Now the human current becomes a new one. The current of wisdom, not the current of desire. When we have this current of wisdom, the human current becomes the same, one and the same with as the natural current. When the two current becomes in accordance with one, with each other, then there is no problem, there is no conflict. And then suffering disappears. This is the way we develop people. Now we do not have to depend on desire or tanha, but now we can live our life out of wisdom. The life is dependent on wisdom, not on tanha. For the worldly people, their life is dependent on tanha or desire. Desire is based or sustained. Desire is based on or sustained by avijja or ignorance. Through ignorance, we have desire. We have to live through desire. But when we develop wisdom, we do not have to depend on desire or craving or selfish desire. Now we can depend on wisdom to guide our life. And the current of wisdom is the same as the current of nature, because we know the nature, the thing as they are. And now our current or human current becomes one and the same with the natural current, and we become free. And it is good not only for the happiness of the person. Now we do not suffer. We know things as they are according to causes and condition. We know that, oh, things they will go on, they will be according to their causes and condition. Now we rūthau thān, we know. Through this knowledge, we lessen our suffering at least first, and then we can destroy suffering. We can be free from suffering through knowledge. And another thing is that we can work, we can do things more effectively. Through desire, it causes only suffering, and it will hinder our work also, because we desire things to be so and so. We do not investigate it. We do not see. We do not look into the causes and conditions. We only desire, oh, it should be so and so. And then when it does not go out, it does not turn out in the way we want, we desire. We say, why it does not become as I want? And then the people lament, become suffering because of this, because of desire, and then they do not do according to the law of causes and effect. Their work is not fruitful. They do not work effectively because they do not deal with the causes and conditions. Both suffering and ineffectiveness in working. But when we develop ourselves, when we have wisdom and the human current of wisdom is in accord with the natural current of causes and conditions, now we know that things will go on according to their causes and conditions. And now, if I want it to be so, I should investigate what are the causes and conditions for it to be so, and then I deal with it by doing according to causes and conditions, and things go on and become fruitful. Our work is effective. We succeed. We succeed in doing our work because we deal with the causes and conditions. We make it at the causes and conditions. We succeed. Both work is successful, and we also become happy, do not suffer, and we become free to knowledge and wisdom. This is an example of development. And I have spoken about five ways of developing happiness at the same time that we develop ourselves. This means the development of a person is also the development of happiness. A man who develops himself has more ways, more sources of being happy. And as I mentioned earlier, when we develop ourselves, we develop our happiness, and happiness changes in quality and meaning. You can see that at the first stage of development, the happiness changes from contentious happiness to harmonious happiness, from dependent happiness to independent happiness. We do not have to depend on things outside to be happy. The first kind of happiness is happiness under pressure. It causes pressure in the mind and causes pressure in society. Conflict is everywhere, and it is detrimental to nature also. But when we develop the independent happiness, harmonious happiness, no pressure, it even lessen pressure, right? Because it comes with freedom. Pressure in the mind becomes no more. Pressure in society become diminished or even eradicated. And pressure on nature is also lessened. And the man who developed himself up to the highest kind of happiness experienced what I call uncreated happiness. He do not have to create it. Therefore, it is in the mind all the time. Happiness becomes the quality of his life. He does not seek for happiness. For the people who seek happiness, it means that they lack happiness. They seek for it because they lack it. But now, when we develop ourselves, we have uncreated happiness. The happiness is inside all the time. We do not have to seek for it. We do not have even to create it. And this man is the fully developed one. He is an arahant. And for an arahant, he is called Anuppatta Satattho in Pali. Anupatta satattho means one who has reached or attained to his benefit. This means his own benefit has been completed or accomplished or achieved. There is nothing for him to do for himself anymore. He becomes one who has nothing to do more for himself. This is the character or the nature of the accomplished one, the Arahant, the one that has nothing to do for himself anymore. And then, what will he do when he still is alive? He still have life. Oh, what is he to do? Now, as he has nothing to do anymore for himself, he can devote his whole life, his whole life energy to the happiness of humanity for all other people. This is the way of the Arahant. One who has nothing to do anymore for himself, he has happiness inside all the time, do not have to seek for it. Therefore, he devotes his whole life energy for the happiness
of other people. That is the way of the Buddha and the Arahant. What the Buddha say, Pahuchana hitaya, Pahuchana sukhaya, Lokana kampaya, right?
This is the purpose of the Brahmacharya. The Buddha say, the Brahmacharya, the good life, the holy life, is for the welfare and happiness of the many, and for Lokanukampaya, for the health or for the alaydi, Lokanukampaya.
The welfare.
And welfare ก็ไปใส่ของข้างหน้า
out of sympathy for the
for คล้ายๆทำนองนั้นนะฮะเป็นโลอนุกูลอาจจะเป็น benefit ได้ป่ะ
ครับที่จริงนี่เป็นสิ่งที่อยากจะถามท่านเจ้าคุณนะครับเพราะภาษาอังกฤษเขาแปลอนุกัมปะเป็นความเห็นใจ
อ๋อโลกานุกัมปายะโลกานุกัมปายะอนุกัมปา is a synonym for metta also คล้ายๆกัน similar meaning for something like the benefit for the world for the benefit of the world of the whole humanity. This is the way of the Arahant, the accomplished one. And this is the way of developing people. And then we can see that the more we develop ourselves, or the more we develop the people, the more on things will come into accord, concord, หรือว่า harmony, yes, harmony. All things will come into harmony with the right way of developing people. If we develop people in the wrong way, if we have wrong kind of education, we develop the world, then everything will become in conflict. Our life becomes in conflict with society. The individuals become in conflict with society. And the individual or human beings and society come into conflict with nature, the physical environment. All are in conflict, even in our own life, in the individual life. Mind and body comes into conflict. Right? Now you can see civilization has led people to this point. Now the civilization of man has led people or human beings to this point of conflict in every way. Mind and body comes into conflict with each other. Individual comes into conflict with society. And human beings as a whole, whether individuals or society, come into conflict with the natural environment or nature as a whole. And then what will be? The result will be the destruction of the humanity or the whole human race. Therefore, we have to develop people anew in the right way. And in this right way, everything will become in harmony with one another. The benefit to life will also be the benefit to society. The benefit to human beings will also become the benefit to natural environment. The more we develop ourselves, we can experience the new way of being happy, and we increase our happiness also. One who has fully developed himself can experience at least 5 kinds of happiness. He has very many ways to choose. He can choose any way of being happy. I think I have taken much of your time in speaking about developing human beings so that they can develop in themselves happiness. Now, I think we should have some time for discussion. If it is not the time for other activity.
เลิกไปก่อนแล้วเขาทำกิจวัตรประจำวันแล้วเขากลับมาประชุมกันใหม
่
เวชันนำปันนะ
ชันนำปันนะ
ทำปัญหาต่อ
ถ้
าท่านเจ้าคุณไม
่
เห็นด้วย
Then I come to a stop for a while and then let us meet again after กิจวัตรเอาละครับ
นันดมยังวาดคาถาสาธุครังตตามาเส